My friend Brent told me about a conversation he had with an extremely intelligent gentleman who specializes in artificial intelligence and automated bots. With the rise of automation and more sophisticated technologies, Brent asked this man what he felt his daughters needed to be good at to succeed as they grew up. The gentleman responded without missing a beat. The ability to ask really good questions. A good question is a problem half solved, Brent loves saying. He's right. There's nothing more important when solving problems in our lives than the questions we are bringing to them. As Dr. Meg J. so aptly defined, our 20s are the defining decade of our lives. We are setting the course for our future. Yet, for years in my 20s, I felt like my ship was sailing around in circles, colliding with every iceberg out there. I think we all learn at some point that grown-up life is not as easy as it looked on the front of the brochure. After college graduation and throughout our 20s, it can feel like we're experiencing a quarter-life crisis right after we got done with our last quarter-life crisis. And we're still not quite sure what a quarter-life crisis actually is. Just the fact that we can't quite escape from having one. Yet, there's one giant truth to being successful in our 20s. A simple fact that took me the whole decade to comprehend and appreciate. Your 20s aren't about them going as you planned, but how you adapt, change, and grow when they don't. Being successful in your 20s is about being purposeful in the process. Your 20s will be covered in eraser marks and revisions. That's how it's supposed to be. Failure only happens if you stop writing. When you give up on the next page, leaving it blank when the heart of your story was about to unfold. Asking the right questions. It's the only answer I've found. It's the only way to create a strategic framework to point your ship in the right direction before you start sailing. Then, as well, good questions guide you along the journey as you constantly tack, pivot, and reconfigure as your journey goes further and deeper. If you don't start with good questions and keep asking yourself these questions as you are called to adapt and change, how can you formulate any worthwhile answers? If your journey starts with faulty premises and incomplete answers, then you'll end up traveling far off course, becoming stranded on some piece of land like Tom Hanks in Castaway, yelling at a volleyball that also happens to be your closest friend. It doesn't make much sense. And don't get me wrong, this process isn't always easy. It takes grit, honesty, and courage. Some questions are asked and left unanswered for years, and that doesn't mean anything is wrong necessarily. It just means an answer may be yet to be determined. Some unanswered questions make you want to wear sweatpants all day and eat chocolate-fried bacon at work for a month straight. It's a confusing time of life. Yet, on the flip side, if we don't ask ourselves these questions, we can fall into the trap of a complacent life where we become comfortable with feeling miserable because we didn't want to ask ourselves any of the hard questions. When we start believing the voice of the critics and cynics who try to convince us that it shouldn't matter, that we want our work and our life to matter, that's the scariest place to be. That's the path to slow death. Do not be sorry for not being apologetic that you want your life to mean something. I think we should live on purpose, with purpose, for a purpose. How about you?